Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, will begin Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah towards the bottom.
Beis Shammai Yomrim, Ein Shorim Diyoy, V'Samanim V'Karshinim, Ela Kedei She'Yashur Mibay Diyoy.
Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to soak Diyoy, your ink, or Samanim, or dyes, or Karshinim, or Vetch, unless there's enough time so that it'll become soaked thoroughly before Shabbos begins. What is the issue over here? The issue is there is a malacha, one of the Lamites malachas is lisha, is kneading. It's a malacha, it's an Isra Daraisa to knead on Shabbos. Kneading means you're taking flour and water and then you're bringing them together and making them into one mass. Into one thick mass. So similarly, it's also to take any other ingredients and also make them into a thick mass. So if a person would take joy ink, in those days the way they made ink was they took soot or they took ashes, they mixed it with water and then let it become into a thick mass, and then they took those pieces of that mass and then they mixed it with other ingredients to make ink. So they would soak the soot or the ashes, for instance, with oil. It would become a thick mass, and then they would take some of those deposits and they would soak it with another liquid to make the ink. Bringing those ingredients together and have them into form into a thick mass is lisha, is kneading. Similarly, if you would have a samonim, dyes, so they would take ingredients that used for a dye, mix it for water, it would become a thick liquid, and it would use to be dyed to make color, to give color to garments. That's also lisha, that's also kneading. And karshinim is animal food, it's a type of bean that they would mix it together with water, with a liquid, and it would also become a thick mass, with animal fodder. All these, involved in all these, would be the malacha of lisha. On Shabbos, to do any of these would be a malacha. The issue over here is, it's not being done on Shabbos, it's being done before Shabbos, and it's being done, put into a vessel, it's being put into a kli, and the soaking is happening on its own. So why should there be any issue over here? Why does Beis Shammai say that it has to be completed, the soaking of it has to be completed before Shabbos? So the principle involved over here is Beis Shammai holds that there is an Isser Deraisa, just like a person cannot do Malacha, his animal can't do Malacha on Shabbos, his Kalim, his vessels, it's also an Isser Deraisa for his Kalim to be doing a Malacha, to have a Malacha being done in his Kalim on Shabbos. Shvisas Kalim. Beis Shammai holds that Shvisas Kalim is a Deraisa. To have his vessels, his kelim, have a malacha being done in them on Shabbos, Beis Shammai holds, is an Isser D'oraisa. Therefore, they hold this soaking of these ingredients, which involved in that is lisha, is kneading, it has to be completed before Shabbos, because if the soaking and the making it into one mass takes place on Shabbos, it's in effect that the kelim are doing this malacha. Meaning, of course, kelim don't do the malacha, but the malacha is being done in these kelim, and a person is not allowed to have a malacha being done by his kelim or in his kelim on Shabbos. So therefore, Beis Shammai says it has to be completed mibayyim before Shabbos begins. Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel says it's mutter because they do not hold of the isser of shvisas kelim. That's Maskon of the Gemara. They do not hold of the Isser Shvisas Kalim, so the Matir. Similarly, Beis Shammai Yomrim, Ein Nisan Unin Shel Pishtan L'Soach HaTanur. You don't put in the bundles of flax into an oven. So what is the issue over here? This is also involves a malacha. Putting bundles of flax and having heated it up in an oven, it whitens it. It bleaches it. That's malabin. That's also malacha. For a person to bleach items, to bleach wool on Shabbos is a malacha d'oraisa. Beis Shammai similarly holds, if it's being bleached in his oven on Shabbos, That's Shvitas Kalim. It's also a Malacha. It's also an Isser Deraisa. So that has to be completed. The Libun, the bleaching has to be completed before Shabbos. So therefore, only if it's going to be heated up and the Libun is going to be completed before Shabbos. Similarly, and not the wool into a pot where it's going to absorb the dye, it's going to be dyed. So that's tzeveya. That's a melacha d'oraisa. Also, he cannot have his keli, have the tzeveya, the dyeing, taking place on Shabbos. It's only if there's enough time for the wool to absorb the color before Shabbos. Well, Beisil Matirim, and again, Beisil are Matirim because they do not hold of Shvisas Kalim. Beishamayim in person mitzudas chayiv oivis v'dogim el kadeshi yatsudami v'ayjim. Beishamay says involved in there's a malacha of tseda, of trapping, of hunting. That's a malacha d'raisa. You're not allowed to hunt animals, trap animals on Shabbos. So Beishamay says if he puts out a trap for animals, for chaya, birds, dog, and fish, it can only be it has to be enough time that it could be trapped before Shabbos begins, because to have it trapped on Shabbos is Shvisas Kalim. Ubeis Hillel Matir, and Beis Hillel similarly says it's Mutter. So Tosfos is bothered over here. What does it mean that Shiyatsudu Mibayjayim? There might be enough time that an animal could be trapped or a fish could be caught in the net before Shabbos begins. But as opposed to the other cases are that you know, for instance, that the wool has absorbed the dye before Shabbos begins. But if a person sets out a trap, so let's say he sets it out Friday morning, so there's enough time under normal circumstances for the animal to be caught. But how does he know that it is going to be caught? There might be enough time, but it may or may not happen. And according to Beis Shammai, if he holds of Shvisas Kalim, then if the trapping takes place, if the tzeda takes place on Shabbos, then it will be also Midar Torah. So what does it mean that there's enough time? Perhaps there is enough time, but perhaps the tzeda will not have occurred. So Tosfos says, based on the Yerushalmi, that what we're talking about over here is it's in a place where there is an abundance of animals or fish, and he's putting it there where there's enough time where it's likely, not only possible that it'll happen, that it's likely it's a roiv. So you can be simech on the roiv that in the majority of cases this will happen. So you can rely on that, and that's why it's mutter. Tosfos adds in another provision over here, in that it can trap no more than one or two. Because let's say it's a huge net or a huge trap, it may be that before Shabbos, an animal is caught or a fish is caught. But during the course of Shabbos, there'll be more that are caught. So it doesn't accomplish anything if something is caught before Shabbos, so long as there's still an ability, a possibility that others will be caught on Shabbos. So Tosfos says, therefore, we're talking about a case where the trap cannot catch more than one or two of the animals. There is a place where, like in a forest, etc., where there's an abundance of animals. So therefore, in all likelihood, if you put it up enough time, early enough, that by the time Shabbos comes, there already have been an animal caught in the net or in the trap, and no more will be caught on Shabbos. Then, according to Beis Shammai, you can put it out, and you can put out the trap and the net. However, otherwise, we would be concerned that there would be a tzeda on Shabbos. And that's what Beis Shammai says, but Beis Hillel are matirim because they do not hold in Shvisas Kalim. This segment of the Mishnah is dealing with this issue, this machlokes, is whether there's an Isser of Shvisas Kalim or not. Now, the Mishnah will continue on with another machlokes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, which is unrelated to that machlokes. Beis Shammai remain Michael and Nachri. You can't sell something to a goy, and you can't load up his animal with his merchandise, ain mag being a lover loaded on him, unless there's enough time that it will reach a destination before Shabbos. Because otherwise, if he loads it up on the road and it's too far away from the Rishus HaYachid, there's the possibility that the goy will be now doing the action of carrying on Shabbos. He'll be doing the Hoitzah or the Hachnosa on Shabbos, which of course is a malach. It's also to carry on Shabbos. Now, if he does it with the goy before Shabbos, what is the problem with the goy doing it? The problem is there's an Issur Rabbanan of Amir al-Nochri Zashus, of having a goy do something for you on Shabbos, to do it on Shabbos, it's an Issur Rabbanan Zashus of Amir al-Nochri. Now over here, he's not telling the goy to do it on Shabbos, he's not helping him do it on Shabbos, it's before Shabbos, but Beis Shammai nevertheless holds, if, in all likelihood, if he will not reach the destination before Shabbos, it has the appearance that the Yid is instructing the goy to do it for him on Shabbos. So it looks like he's telling the goy to do it for on Shabbos, and therefore Beis Shammai says this is also included in the Isser D'Rabbanan, not only telling him to do it on Shabbos, but there are also goys there that if it will, even if you tell him before Shabbos, but if he inevitably or most likely will be doing it on Shabbos, it looks like you've instructed him to do it on Shabbos for you. So therefore, there'll be a zilzul in the Isser of Amir L'Nachri. So therefore, you can't do it elekadei shehigi l'mokam karav, unless there's enough time that you can reach his destination before Shabbos comes, before the onset of Shabbos. Ubeis Hil Matirim, however, Beis Hil Matirim, they say no, they do not make this gzera. Similarly, Beis Shammai Yamim Nisin Oyers La'avd, you don't give the skins to the tanner, v'loi kelim l'kaivis, or clothes to a launderer. Nochri was a goy, elekadei shehasim v'vaydei. Similarly, it has to be enough time that he can complete the task before Shabbos begins, because otherwise it looks like you're instructing him to do it on Shabbos. But ukulan beis hil matir imashemesh, but beis hil are not goys there, and they say, as long as it's before Shabbos, before it's before Shabbos and the sun is still shining, it's mutter. We do not make this gzera. Amrav Shimon Gamliel, Noihagim Hayu Beis Abba, Shayu Naisim Klei Lavan L'Kaivis Nachri Shloisha Yomim Kaidim L'Shabbos. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, now even though they were the descendants of Hillel, and we paskin like Hillel, but they made this chumra on themselves. Klei Lavan, clothing which are white, which are bright white, as Rashi explains, it takes a longer time to launder. So they were machmir with the gzera of Beis Shammai, that there has to be enough time for the goy to complete the task before Shabbos. And these types of clothing take a long time in those days. It took a long time to launder them. So therefore, they were machmir on themselves that 3 days before Shabbos, they were machmir to make sure that they gave it to the goy. They would not give it within 3 days of Shabbos to ensure that there was enough time that the goy could have completed it on Shabbos if he wanted to. Now, if the goy chooses not to do it before Shabbos, if the goy chooses to do it on Shabbos, there's no issue over there, because the goy is doing it on his own volition. And it does not have the appearance even of the Yid instructing to do it on Shabbos. So there has to be enough time that he could, if he wants to, complete before Shabbos, and they made that chumrah to be machmir in this case, like Beis Shammai. Vishavin Elu ve'elu shetan koras Beis Abad ve'igulei agas. But they both agree, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that you can put on a beam that presses the olives and the grapes to squeeze out the juice. You could put that right before Shabbos, and there's no problem, even though it will be continuing on Shabbos, you can put that beforehand. Now, this is going back, it's referring back to the previous part of the ratio of the Mishnah, that over there we had the issue of Shvisas Kalim, and over here, even though your press is pressing the fruit and the olives and the grapes, and it's doing it, it's now it's continuing on Shabbos, here there is no problem. There's no problem with Shvisas Kalim. So we're now going back to the ratio where the machloikas was Shvisas Kalim. Over here, Beis Shammai also agrees that as long as you put it under the beam, under the press before Shabbos, even though it's continuing and the juice will flow from the fruit on Shabbos, it's mutter. Now, squeezing out fruit on Shabbos is a malacha. It's mefarak a toldo d'dash. So to squeeze grapes on Shabbos is a malacha d'oraisa. Now, if Beis Shammai holds that there is an Isser Shvisas Kalim, well, why isn't this a problem? Why isn't this a problem that his press is now causing the juice to flow out on Shabbos? So why are they shoving? Why did they agree that this is mutter? So the answer is because the way they did it in those days, and they pressed on the presses and pressed out the juice, was they first ground up the fruit. So before they put it under the press, it was first, now they chopped it up. And the liquid was flowing anyway. The beam and the press that they put on there was just to have it occur faster and more thoroughly. But it was already crushed. It was already crushed before they put it under the press. So the malacha d'oraisa of mefarek, of the toldo d'dash, of the threshing, that already, by the time when they crushed it, that already was done. The further pressing of it, which to expedite the flow of the juice, that's an iser d'rabbanan. Now, even though Beis Shammai says there's an iser of shvisas kelim, but that's only where there will be a malacha d'oraisa. In the case with the press, where even putting the press on Shabbos would be a d'rabbanan, not a d'oraisa, because it's already crushed and the juice is already flowing. It's already been detached from its internally where it's resting. Then over here, it's only a d'rabbanan. So Beis Shammai agrees that where the Isser involves the Rabbanan, there's no Isser Shvisas Kelim. So going back to the Mishnah that says, the previous part of the Mishnah, the Gemara says, discussing the soaking of the ink. So, Man Tana Nesinus Maim L'Diyai Zohi Shriyasa. Who is the Tana that holds that just putting the ingredients together, having the Diyai soak in the liquid, That is considered gibel. What is the issue over here? Like we said before, the Beis Shammai says you have to have enough time so that it can be soaked thoroughly before Shabbos, because mixing these ingredients together, mixing the ashes or the soot together with the oil, is kneading. So that's considered gibel. That's considered need. That's considered lisha. That's considered kneading. Lisha is a malacha d'oraisa. Now over here, normally when you knead dough, you mix the flour and the water and you work it with your hands, you work it together, and that's kneading. So that's typically the malacha of lisha. Now here we're saying, even though he's not doing any kind of physical activity, he's not working it with his hands, he's just placing it in a kli, and they're soaking together. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai says that has to be done before Shabbos, because if that takes place and on Shabbos, that's considered lisha. So who's the Tana that holds that just mixing the ingredients together without doing any physical activity, without working with their hands, that's also called lisha. That's called lisha, and therefore Beis Shammai says it has to be done mibaydiyan. So who's the Tana that holds that nesinus maim l'diyay zoi shri also an amar of Yosef Rebbe? The Tana's Rebbe. If one person puts flour into a container, then the second person puts water. Rabbi says the one who put the water, he's chayiv, because that in itself is considered lisha. That's considered kneading, even though he did not work and work the ingredients together. That's what Rabbi holds. Rabbi Yosi, Behuda says no. He has to do gibel. He has to actively mix it together and make it into one thick mass. So apparently our Mishnah is going like Rebbe, that says that it holds that just mixing the ingredients together without actively working it is considered gibel. No, maybe not. Perhaps Rav Yosi said that you're required to do, no, it has to work, that's only in the case like by dough. By you have flour and water, that where he does, when he is megabel, it significantly changes the consistency. If you have just mixed together the water and the flour together, now it becomes thicker. It becomes a thicker substance, but kneading it together, being megabel it when he kneads it, then it significantly changes it from what it was before. It becomes much thicker, it becomes very thick, a thick, sticky mass. So there's a significant change. So perhaps where he says, Achi Gabal Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, that you have to be megabel, perhaps it's only in the case of flour and water where there's a significant change by being megabel. Aval Dioy Dela Bar Gibalu Ema L'chayim. But perhaps he will agree that by the ink, where even if he mixes it thoroughly by hand, or if he mixes it thoroughly actively, it's not going to significantly change it. It doesn't change to that degree. Yes, it's true that it's more thoroughly mixed, but it doesn't change it from a watery substance to a thick, sticky substance. Perhaps he will agree that in that case, gibel is not necessary. Where it says, no. If one person puts the ashes, another person puts the water, again, Rebbe says, the same type of idea, Rebbe says, the second one is chayiv, because the adding of the water to the ashes, that in itself is considered, that is considered lisha. It's considered like it's mixed together into a thicker substance as considered lisha, even if he didn't actively mix it. It was not megabel. But Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda ma achi megabel. Here also he says achi megabel. So you see that it's not only by flour and water, it's not only by dough, it's by these ingredients as well. Where it says, no, we're dealing with my offer. Maybe my afer is offer. Maybe it doesn't mean ashes. Maybe what it means by, he says over here, afer really means offer. Maybe it means dirt. If he puts dirt together with water, then over there, it is a thick substance. It's similar to flour and water. And perhaps, again, over here, he says achi gavo, but if it would be ashes which and water, which is not mixed into a thick substance, there's no significant change, perhaps he would agree to Rabbi. So my Hefer offered the Bar Gibalu. So I'm a Tanya Hefer, a Tanya offer. We have two different brises. One says Hefer, one says offer. So we have two different, one says Hefer, one says offer. So clearly we're talking not only by dirt, we're talking about ashes as well. What says Midi Gabi Hadari Tanya? They weren't said next to each other, so that shows clearly we're talking about both of these items. Maybe they're recorded independently, and maybe the brisa that says afer, really what it means is not afer, it means offer. Sometimes these terms are interchanged. So maybe the brisa that said afer, it's not meduyik, because loy dog can really means offer. So we don't have a clear raya what Rav Yosef or Rav Yehuda would hold by a substance like ink. You can open up the channel of water and open up to have it water the garden. As long as it's done before Shabbos, it's mutter, even though the water is going to flow on its own and water the garden on Shabbos, it's mutter. And it can fill up and then water irrigate the garden the whole Shabbos. And you can put mugmar, you can put under the kalim, they used to put incense over there to have the smoke come up and have a good aroma, a nice smelling aroma on the kalim. So to do it on Shabbos, of course, would be an Isser Deraisa, that you can't have burning the mugmar on Shabbos. But here it's mutter to do it Erev Shabbos, and it can give the aroma to the clothes during the whole Shabbos. You can put sulfur underneath the kalim. So the way is to do it, as Rashi explains, if they had silver, kalim silver vessels, they used to etch out different types of tzuras, different images, like we do, like we have, let's say, in a becher, we have in a kais, that we have whatever the tzura is, you have different types of flowers or different types of prochim over there, and they used to then take the sulfur, burn it, and have it now underneath it so that it would highlight the etchings, so that it would be clearer, and the etchings that they had over there would be clearer. So you can do this before Shabbos, And a misgafim v'halchem kol Shabbos kul. And it can, the smoke can come up, it can burn during the course of the whole Shabbos. Menichin kilar al gabei ein, you can put a salve on your eye, mispanis al gabei makan, a dressing on the wound. O misrapois v'halchem kol yom kulo, you can't do it on Shabbos, but prior to Shabbos, you can do it, and it'll now take the beneficial healing effects can now take place during the close Shabbos. But on the other hand, even though we are matter these types of things, like Beis Hill, but even Beis Hill will agree that you cannot put the wheat into the Rechaim Shalmaim, into a mill, a water mill, and have it grind during the close Shabbos. It has to be completed before Shabbos. So what's the difference? Now, grinding on Shabbos is a melach, taich. Now, we should say similarly the same thing, but if he's doing before Shabbos, if there's no Isser Shisas Kalim, it should be Mutter. Why is this Osir? Why, in particularly in this case, do we say that the grinding has to be completed before Shabbos? My timer, Amarabba, Mesha Mashmaus call. It's a Derabbanan. It's really, it should be Mutter. But over here, if the grinding takes place on Shabbos, there's a loud noise. So either because it's not Kovod Shabbos, that there should be this grinding, the noise of a machinery, so to speak, taking place on Shabbos. So it's a not Kovod Shabbos, that this type of noise that shows that there's a malacha taking place, that there's grinding, that should be on Shabbos. Or perhaps because other Mefarshim say that people will think that it was being done on Shabbos. So therefore, this is a not Kovod Shabbos, and that it can be leading to Zilzul on Shabbos. They ask her, in this case, because of the cold, because of the noise that's involved with it. But otherwise, in the other cases, they do not hold the Shisus Kalim, and therefore it's Mutar.